In Colorado, you can legally gamble in Black Hawk, Central City, Cripple Creek, and licensed online sports betting. Protect our communities. Learn more at PlayLegitCO.com. A message from the Colorado Division of Gaming. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go!
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you all doing? How's everybody?
Do you think that drinking... See, like, we're 4 hours into our working day, right?
Yeah.
I'm having a Lucozade. But someone said, you're having a Lucozade at 10 in the morning. I'd be like, what the...
I'm going to do you one bigger. Yeah. On Friday when you were off and you were in Amsterdam, do you remember we did that thing with the pasta pots from Donnelly Fresh last week where we were banging on the pots?
I saw your story. You ate them.
9 o'clock in the morning, we opened up the pasta pots. The three of us. Did you have it as well, Callum? The three of us sat here and ate like a full pasta.
See, I don't like this and I think...
No, I don't want to be that person.
No.
But again, like you said, I was 3 hours into my shift. It's basically like midday for most people.
It's our lunch.
Yeah.
It's our lunch time. But now, I used to work at another radio station and I used to go in for 9 o'clock and their breakfast show would stop at 10, right? And I'd go maybe make a cup of tea or something.
Yeah.
And there was a guy who was on the breakfast show and he used to have his lunch like at 10 a.m.
No.
And he'd be eating like meatballs and pasta.
Oh, eating, like, every day, like.
Whatever it was, lasagna, it could be anything. And it was at 10 in the morning. I was like, Holly, what are you doing? Like, and he's like, well, it's my lunchtime. And I was like, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's actually really
time.
Not.
It's
yeah,
not,
yeah.
It's your breakfast
not yet.
Time. Like, if they, I just find it
I
weird.
Know.
Even like, I leave sometimes at like at 11:30 and I'm like, can I get a chicken fillet roll? Is that too, it's still breakfast.
I know, it feels wrong, but it also feels so right, you know.
For me,
lunch is at 2 o'clock. Just in general, in the daytime, lunch is two.
Famously, lunch is at one.
Really, I like two, and then dinner's at seven.
The only reason
I
would say that, I
don't ever obey that. I'm like fucking eating lunch at like 11:30, 12, and then I'm eating my dinner at 8 o'clock at night, all over the place.
Do you know what I find really stupid? When places close for lunch, like a garage or something like that.
Yeah.
What are you doing that for? Everyone's off.
That's why we all come out to play.
This is when you're coming to like go to your business.
Yeah. It's kind of the same the way, like, often people who do like 9 to 5 jobs are moaning that they're like, I have to take a day off work just so I can go to the bank or just so I can like ring my fucking health insurance company or whatever. And like, it is crazy that like everything closes at the same time.
So
if you need to avail of a service, sure, it's closed when you're finished.
When you're finished
as well.
Yeah, I find
it's such
so
a stupid way to structure everything.
There you go.
But we've got the best.
We do.
We've got all that
we're
time.
Finished in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. So we gotta go.
All right.
You're the only one keeping us here.
Yeah. Okay. We do this all for you. Right. Go on. Bye. Have a good long weekend, by the way.
Oh yeah. Bang 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 bang. Holiday.
See ya.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up,
rise and shine.
Good morning, 7:02, you're on Fully Charged, just yourself and myself this morning, Ash.
Yes, just us two.
Happy Friday though, welcome to the weekend.
Woohoo!
Let's do it.
Oh, I really felt great waking up this morning.
Did you?
I was like, oh yes.
Smug?
Bank hall.
Oh, bank holiday, okay,
fantastic.
Fair enough. Yeah, no, that is it, it's good vibe.
Yeah.
I did not feel good waking up this morning
oh,
at
dear.
All.
Oh dear, why?
I've woken up €500 poorer.
What?
Yes.
Just this morning?
Just this morning. My car insurance automatically renewed after a year.
Oh, shopping around?
I did not shop around. I did not agree to this.
Oh,
they just
no.
went, I'm sure it'll be fine. They did it on purpose. They emailed me about 2 weeks ago, right? And they're like, hey, your thing's up a couple of weeks. Here's your new amount. And I actually brought it to the show. I said, the new amount is actually larger
than the old.
What was last year.
Which is not
like
right.
£300.
Oh my God.
It's insanely, it's more expensive, thanks. And
there's something wrong there.
And so then I was just like, oh, grand, I don't have to go with that one, right?
Yeah.
So then last night at 7:30, I get an email. Here's your receipt. And I'm like, you'll be billed tomorrow. The 2nd of May or the 3rd of May or whatever today is. And I was going,
hey, you gotta check your subscriptions.
Apparently.
That's kind of the biggest one.
But they put it at the very, very bottom of the email.
Oh, that it will
automatically renew.
So there's one you can do.
I think I can call them today and be like, please give me my money back.
Oh, no.
So I can go off and shop around.
Yeah.
But I won't be driving my car because apparently
you'll be out of insurance.
Yeah, so there you go.
Oh, wow.
Not a great start.
Not the best vibe.
Not a great
of a bank holiday.
No,
definitely not.
No, not at all.
Commiserations to you and your car and your bank account.
Thank you very much. Everyone say a prayer that I get my money back later on. This has been Spins Fully Charger with Emma, Dave and Aisling. 4 minutes past seven. What's going on? For now, though, I want to tell you about a new music venue in the UK, Ash, right?
Okay.
I hadn't actually heard about this since yesterday, until yesterday, but then I heard about it non-stop.
Okay.
Everywhere. It was constant on Twitter, on the news, everything, right? So it's called Co-op Live.
Okay.
And it's in Manchester.
Not that catchy.
Not that catchy. Have you ever heard of Co-op?
Yeah, like I just think of a supermarket.
It is a supermarket. So that's the thing. It's like, it's the equivalent of Super Value Live in Ireland.
What?
You know what I mean? It's a venue obviously sponsored by...
Sorry, I'm dumb. I thought it was actually in a supermarket.
No, it's not in a supermarket. It's just it's like the Three Arena.
Okay, you know what I mean? It's sponsored by, like the Dunn's Arena.
Exactly, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, it's a bad name.
Co-op is a UK grocery shop. So Co-op Live is the biggest indoor arena in the UK, which is weird because Manchester already has the biggest indoor arena in the UK.
Okay.
The Manchester Arena. So I don't know what they're doing, but maybe there's just that many people in Manchester.
Wait, is this a bigger arena than that one?
Yeah.
And where is it? Also in Manchester. Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying. It's so bizarre.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Spread out the love.
But they've been having some headaches lately, the Co-op Arena. Obviously, very, very brand new venue.
Okay.
I'll explain. Right, basically, it became clear that the capacity for the event, they were going to do a test event, right?
Okay, so has anything happened in it yet?
Yes, a test event.
Okay.
Which was Rick Astley. Okay.
Oh, right. Okay.
And hours before Rick Astley was to take the stage, they were like, yeah, we can't have as many people as we said we could in the venue. That was hours before the gig. Right. So I don't know how they managed to do it. I don't know if they did a raffle or what the story was, but half the people
couldn't go.
Yeah, couldn't go. So that was on April 20th, right?
Oh, dear.
2 days later, Peter Kay was meant to perform.
Oh, God.
Postponed. Not ready. Not safe.
Oh, no.
Right.
Co-op so much Live. For the test event.
Yeah, Co-op Live were like, sorry about that. But don't worry. Don't worry.
Mm.
And Ash, please don't be worrying. Because May 1st, A Boogie with the Hoodie is going to be performing.
Sorry, am I supposed to know who that is?
A Boogie with the Hoodie. How do you not know A Boogie with the Hoodie?
Come I don't on, know. Ash. The more you say it, it just gets even weirder.
So he was supposed to be performing on May 1st. He's an American rapper.
Okay.
And Olivia Rodrigo on May 3rd and May 4th. They'd all be going ahead. No need
tonight.
To worry. So May 3rd and May 4th, yeah. It would be May 3rd today and May 4th tomorrow.
Oh, stop.
Olivia Rodrigo and A Boogie with a Hoodie 2 days ago. Don't worry, they'll be going ahead. May 1st, both A Boogie with a Hoodie and Olivia Rodrigo dates postponed. This was announced an hour before A Boogie with a Hoodie was supposed to go on stage.
What's going on?
So I don't know entirely what's going on. They're not incredibly clear about what's going on.
Yeah,
but they're just basically saying like it's not safe. Something to do with like the heat ventilation or something to do with like things like that. Callum, do you know?
The Boogie with the Hoodie gig was cancelled an hour beforehand because part of the aircon unit fell down.
Oh, God. No one is going to want to go back there for any gig ever.
It isn't really, really bad PR.
Who the hell built this shack of a stadium?
Yeah, three events all meant to go ahead. Couldn't. People are obviously getting very annoyed.
Oh, my God.
And I think some people who are meant to actually perform at the Co-op Live are going, can I just do it in Manchester Arena?
Honestly.
A Boogie with a Hoodie has relocated to Manchester's other arena.
Yeah, because he's like, I don't want to die in the middle of my game.
Or any of my fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, I didn't hear anything about that.
So this was all in the news yesterday, right? Everyone in the UK was talking about it. And because everyone was talking about it, they had to mention your favourite rapper, A Boogie with a Hoodie.
Okay. My man.
The thing about it is, being in the news, the newsreaders and broadcasters and stuff like that, they don't really know how to say A Boogie with a Hoodie.
This would be me.
And it's kind of amazing.
Other shows have been cancelled. What is going wrong?
Well, Sophie, I don't know if you're a Boogie with a Hoodie fan.
This was on BBC Radio 4.
The AO Arena in Manchester has stepped in to host a concert by the American rapper, A Boogie with a Hoodie.
A Boogie with a Hoodie.
A Boogie with a Hoodie. It's amazing. It's like hearing your granny say Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
It's weird. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it was also on Loose Women, and they, no matter what, couldn't get it right.
Boogie with the Woogie.
Boogie with the Woogie.
Boogie with the Woogie.
Yeah.
Oh, that is great.
Big, big fan of that. So if you're going to Manchester to see a thing, hopefully it's in
the Manchester Arena.
Exactly.
And not the Co-op Arena. I was on Instagram there the other day having a scroll. Just yesterday, actually, was. And I came across a photo of my girl, Beyonce. She had done a post.
Your girl.
Happy days. She was wearing head-to-toe denim and fur. She's in her cowboy era, you know.
Very nice.
She's looking great. First photo, she was kind of standing in front of a wall. And in hindsight, I said, yeah, that wall does kind of look familiar. It was kind of like wood paneling. and it almost gave off like a sort of a feng shui type of like a Japanese vibe.
Is this on her Instagram right now?
On her Instagram, yeah. It's probably her like her latest post.
Right, okay.
I scroll through and there's a photo of her on a bus, like what would be a Dublin bus, but it's not in Dublin and it's completely empty. It's quite funny. It looks like she definitely booked out the bus so she could get that one photo of her standing there. Then there's a photo of her sitting down at a very low table on a very low chair. She looks giant on this chair.
Yeah.
She's drinking from a tiny little sort of like tea thing. And beside her is a woman dressed in like the traditional Japanese clothing. Are you looking at it?
I'm looking at it.
And she's in like the kimono and all that.
Imagine I was like, no, I'm just texting.
Are you listening to me here, Dave?
I'm following along every single photo.
Okay. On the table in front of Beyonce in this photo with the Japanese woman is a small plate. And when I zoomed into the plate, it looks like a piece of raw, cold tofu.
Okay.
And that is familiar to me as well.
Is this the top left photo?
This is the top left. It's a square cube of raw tofu in a kind of an oil looking thing, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Swipe to the next picture and there's loads of foods on a tray. So it's kind of a big selection of foods. There's like a pinkish kind of jelly thing with like bits of like leaf and grass. There's this very like withered looking leaf in the center. And there's like goo. There's different colours of
different,
goo,
different
okay?
Styles of goo, yeah.
And I kind of find myself having, like, shivering because all of this is familiar to me.
Really?
And I realise that I think I was at this restaurant.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
So last March, I went to Japan. And when I came back, I told you all about this restaurant that I went to. It was called Bon. It was described as a vegetarian tasting menu. It had 5 out of 5 stars on TripAdvisor. Multiple courses. This was how I described my experience at Bon back in March 2023. It's like eating a piece of chalk or like the resin for a pool cue. We had a lump of jelly that was tasted like nothing but with loads of like pieces of grass through it. It was absolutely horrendous. These brown lumps of what tasted like earthy soil. There was a bowl of just slime from seaweed. There was a toothpick with at the end of it a piece of raw ginger. This wobbly, freezing cold tofu sitting in a bowl of oil.
Beautiful.
I think Beyonce went to that restaurant.
I think I'm actually looking at it going, this looks like the crap restaurant Aisling went
to God. Now the walls in the kind of room she's in look a bit fancier than the walls I was in, so I've been comparing my photos, but I'm on a chair of a similar print.
Right.
A lot of the bowl designs are quite similar and the, well, whatever, even if she wasn't in the same restaurant as I was in, it's the same vibe.
Same style.
Yeah.
And do you feel like you've started a trend a little bit?
Well, I kind of wanted to DM her and be like, are you okay after that? Because honestly,
it sucked, right?
It was 16 courses of the blandest, weirdest textures, most awful food I'd ever had. It was the food of 17th century Chinese monks, we found out afterwards.
Oh.
And like, I just wish I could share that experience with somebody while I was there. And now the fact that it's Beyonce, it was amazing.
The only people you know who went through what you've run through is your boyfriend Alex and Beyonce.
And Beyonce. That's pretty good.
That's not bad
I'll
at all.
Take that.
Very, very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I'm
like
happy
it.
With that.
I'm sure much more things you have in common with her as well.
Of course. Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Lost count.
My God. 7 oohs.
Too many.
Too many.
I'd say about 4 too many there.
Dua Lipa, Illusion. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. New album dropping today. It's called Radical Optimism.
Ooh, must give it a listen.
There you go. 11 songs, so you won't be listening for long.
Grand.
36 minute runtime.
36 minutes.
That's what
job
I like
done.
To hear.
In
exactly.
and out. Good
none
woman
of this
do it.
3 hour business.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
No, that's the stuff.
I don't have the time.
No, we already know about 7 of the songs as well.
Exactly.
Brilliant.
Dua obviously also doesn't have the time. She wants to go on holidays.
She's too busy.
36 minute album, grand. I'm gone. See you later. So it's a Friday. It's a long weekend. Do you fancy phoning it in and playing a little game?
Hell yeah, baby.
Let's do it. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. Hell yeah.
Oh, well done.
It's so official, we even have theme music now.
You've made it.
Welcome to a game called Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down.
That's exactly how you play as well.
It's a game where if you say the same thing that Dave has written down, then you lose.
You're out.
I'll stop referring to myself in the third person. But if you say the same thing I've written down, you're out. You're gone. I'll ask you something like, name a county in Leinster. And you have to think for a few seconds, 3 seconds, 3 beeps, and then say your answer. and you're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down.
Okay, you're trying to go a bit more alt than you.
Exactly. So if I say Meath, right, if I've written down Meath and you say Meath, oh, you're gone.
Gonzo.
Okay, so if you say something that's not in the category as well, you're also gone.
Okay.
So if you want to play, we're going to play now, me and Ash, but if you want to play too, message us just the word game and you could win up to 5 IMC Cinema Passes this morning.
That's the jocular.
5 IMC Cinema Passes.
That's a nice prize.
So, Aisling, don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Okay, I'm scared.
Let's start with question one. Name something you can drink.
Milk.
Milk. I have water written down. Well done. Well
done.
On to round two.
Okay.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. Name a fruit.
Kiwi.
Kiwi. She's gone. Odd. Yeah. And it's working for
That's
her.
That's how you win the passes.
I've gone for banana.
Excellent.
Number three, name a farm animal.
Cockerel.
So you see the way Ash is playing a blinder? That's exactly what you got to do because I've gone for sheep. All right, now round number four, seeing as you think it's so easy.
Okay.
Name a month.
April.
Oh, I've gone for May.
I said there's no way he'd say last month. He'd be thinking into the future.
Round five, would you win 5 IMC Cinema Passes? Name an energy drink.
Lucozade Sport.
She's done it, ladies and gentlemen. She's done it. She has done
it. That's how easy it is, folks, to win 5 IMC Cinema Passes.
Unbelievable. So if you'd like to play Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down, just the word game in a WhatsApp right now.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Hell yeah.
That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Wonderful. I love this. This might be the best theme song on the show.
That's something you would say. Everything Dave does is the best thing on the show.
It is. It's funny how that works, isn't it?
It's my favourite game on the show because I made it.
This is a game called Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, you lose. And you can play along at home as well, even if you're not on the phone.
Willy Wonka, you lose. You get nothing.
Good day to you,
sir. So on to play today to win 5 IMC Cinema Passes for himself is Darren. How are you, Darren?
Yeah, not too bad. How's yourself, Dave?
Really, really good. A Scottish man, Darren, are we?
I'm indeed, yeah. I've been over in Ireland for 3 years now.
Oh, very good.
Very nice.
Whereabouts in Scotland are you from?
Just outside Glasgow, a town called Paisley.
Oh, Paisley? Paisley.
God, I'm obsessed
That's
with
cool.
Accent. I'm obsessed with
I've
accent.
Never been to Glasgow. I've been to Edinburgh. I was hoping you'd say that because then I could say, ha, I've been there.
I've never been to Glasgow either. Would you recommend, Darren?
It's a good city for a night out and for, a bit of crack.
Good crack, I'd say,
What's your favourite Scottish slang word?
Dreich.
Dreich?
Dreich.
What's that mean?
Dreich. Means miserable. In a glum grey. Dreich.
I'm feeling dreich.
The day's a bit dreich.
Oh, the day's a bit dreich.
Ah, very nice.
That is good.
All right, well, let's hope this day is not a bit dreich for you and we can get you 5 IMC Cinema Passes. Darren, this is a game called Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's very simple. I'm going to ask you questions. They're going to get harder as they go along, but just make sure you say something a little bit different than what I've said. All right?
Sounds good.
Okay, you've got 3 seconds after each time I answer the question. You'll hear 3 little beeps and then you answer. Here we go, Darren.
Come on, Darren.
Question number one, name a famous music artist.
Paolo Nutini.
Paolo Nutini.
He's going local.
I've got Taylor Swift.
Okay, nice.
Very, very good.
Safe bet.
All right, Darren, name a breakfast cereal.
Ricicles.
Come on, Darren.
I have gotten written down Frosties. Very good. All
Fantastic.
Right.
Fantastic. What is that, like Aldi Rice Krispies or something? Ricicles.
Yeah, I think it is. Or
yeah, pretty much.
They're like sugary Rice Krispies or something
Okay.
like that. All right. Name number three. Name something used in art.
Ruler.
A ruler.
Oh.
A ruler you do need.
You do need a ruler. I said paint.
Oh.
Really, really going for the obvious here. Okay, well, I'm going to try to catch you out here, Darren. Name a day of the week.
Friday.
Friday.
Friday. I said Wednesday.
Oh, Dave!
Yes.
Oh. You give it away. Okay. Come on, Darren.
Now, Darren, I
get
know
the five.
I know you've only been living in the country for 3 years, but hopefully you know your stuff, because I need you to name me any president of Ireland.
Leo Varadkar.
Leo Varadkar.
That's a big fat no, Darren.
Oh no.
Unfortunately, he was
Getting my Taoiseachs mixed up.
Yeah. A classic British man thing to do, I'm afraid, Darren.
Don't worry. You're not walking away with the Juggler of five, but we will send you over five IMC Cinema passes. Four IMC Cinema passes, sorry.
Good man. Well done, Darren.
Much appreciated.
Nice one, Darren. Have a great day.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, girls. Take
Bye.
Care.
I'm girls now. I'm Emma and Ashling and all the girls.
I do love, like, if it's like we were playing the Spice Girls. Spice Girls.
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 Yeah,
I love
yeah.
it so much. So hopefully don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. We'll return.
Ah, well, you've made a jingle now, so exactly. That can't go to bad news. Wake up,
this is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Good morning, you're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashling at 2 minutes past eight. What's happening? Just myself and Ash this morning.
Morning. I had an embarrassing moment with your housemate Ben yesterday.
Did
Dave.
You?
Yes. You've probably heard about housemate Ben on the show. He is a newsreader for Today FM, so he works in this building, so I know Ben as well. I actually knew Ben first before you.
I don't think you did. I've known Ben for about 6 years now.
Oh, have you?
I have known him. I weren't friends.
Ah, okay. So, yes, we both know Ben, and yesterday I went for a pizza, and I went to get Bambino's, and I was sitting outside Bambino's, kind of opposite, beside that Grafton Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was sitting in a nice little space on the ground. It was quite a cool moment.
On Grafton Hotel property.
Technically, I was leaning up against their wall.
On their land.
They let me be. I was trespassing. The guards were to be rang. And I looked across and Ben was heading into Bambino and I gave him a wave.
Okay.
And I remembered that yesterday only, you told me that you were talking to Ben and Ben said that he gets nervous when he talks to me because he always feels like I'm doing a bit with him. Yeah, and he feels like he can't have a real conversation with me.
Have you ever noticed that your conversations with Ben are a bit weird? Because
yeah.
he feels like you're always doing a bit, so he has to do a bit.
And I always feel like he's doing a bit with me, hence why I return with a bit. Or maybe that, so I don't know who's starting the bit. Maybe it's me. But anyway, I saw Ben across the road and this conversation rang through my head. I said, I better have an ordinary conversation with Ben here and prove to him that I can chat normal.
From across the road.
So this was the problem. I was sitting on the ground and I was like eating my pizza. So it would have been weird if I stood up and walked across the road to say hello. So we did our wave. I kind of thought he might come over because he was the one already standing. But he didn't.
Okay.
And then we had this kind of long stare where neither of us stood up.
Oh gosh.
And then I made a shape of a pizza with my hands in the air.
Okay.
And with no pizza there, I pretended to munch a pizza slice, but munched the air. And Ben just looked at me and shook his head. And afterwards he went off and I told my friend Orla, oh, I was hoping to have a chat with Ben there because Dave told me he can't have a real conversation with me without doing a bit. And she goes, well, why did you do the air pizza bit then? I was like, damn it.
You're such a freak.
Why did I do the air pizza day with Ben? When I'm trying to prove to him that I'm normal. Oh, God.
Oh, next time, Ash.
Next time. Maybe we'll be in a meeting together sometime and I can say something normal.
Oh, golden tickets on the way.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen. Emma, Dave and Ashling's golden tickets.
Here we go.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to give this away while Emma's off?
I know. You see, I missed the last win on the golden ticket because I was away. And I think it was like my last day off after being away for over a week.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So I would love a winner here.
It would be good. We are talking about the golden ticket. We want to send you to Sea Sessions happening 21st to the 23rd of June. We want to send you to Longitude 29th and 30th of June. And we want to send you to Electric Picnic the 16th to the 18th of August.
We were just saying it's possibly going to be even better weather at Electric Picnic this year because that bit earlier in the year.
Yeah, it'd be great.
But the clock is ticking on these, a month and a half until the first festival kicks off. So you want to be getting these won soon.
100%. So let's see if Sarah can do it. Hey, Sarah, how are you? What are you up to for the long weekend?
I'm heading up to work in a minute. A little while. And then off for the rest of the week.
Woohoo!
So are you still chilling in bed at the moment, Sarah?
No, I'm in the sitting room with my son.
Oh, very good.
And any plans for the long weekend? You doing anything fun?
We're getting a puppy.
Stop! Oh my god! Tell us everything. What kind of puppy are you getting? What are you going to name it? Does your son know?
Talk about puppies. Go.
He's a Cavalier King Charles, and we can't decide on a name yet. It's either Zephyr, after the Chili song, or Obi for Obi-Wan Kenobi because tomorrow's May the 4th.
That's very cute.
Did you say
because you're getting it on May the 4th?
Ah,
I was going to say Dave is a lovely name for a dog.
Thank you.
but it was actually in the running for a while.
Oh, what was it, little Dave? I do think Obi now has to be the one. May the 4th be with you.
Obi is adorable, and Callum has some thoughts.
Darth. Chewy, Chewbacca.
Yes.
We know it's Chewy.
Ewok.
Ewok.
Starry.
Jabba the Hutt.
Wars.
Lightsaber.
Wong. There you go.
I want to get a puppy.
That sounds great.
On May
Sarah.
The 4th and call it one.
Sarah, that sounds like an unbelievable long weekend. And the best of luck with the puppy.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get you some music festivals as well. So, will you have someone to mind the puppy now if you've got these music festivals, yeah?
I think I can rope someone in, yeah.
Yeah, you'll have a month and a half to have it trained and then you can leave it be.
All right, Sarah, let's do it. This is Emma Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have indeed, and I've got my son here to help me.
Woo-hoo! Oh, nice one. How many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And how many songs
do you
have?
I would like a little bit more.
Of course you would.
I'm sure you would.
And how many songs do you have to guess?
Five.
That's it. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. Can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Sarah.
It does indeed.
All right. What's your son's name? Who's helping you there?
Will.
All right, Sarah and Will.
Give me that rule there, Aisling.
Yeah, well, just to say now, Sarah, that Will can help you out, but it does have to be you that gives the answer through the phone.
Okay.
All makes sense, Sarah. Where are you from?
We're from Drogheda.
Oh, you're from Drogheda. Very nice.
Oh, Dave, I love you now.
My neck of the woods. Let's go easy on Sarah. Right, Sarah, song one with 25 seconds on the clock. The best of luck plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I do my hair toss. Check my neck.
Yes.
Stop the clock.
Well done, Lizzo. Good as hell. You got that nice and quick. We've 20.6 seconds left. 4 songs to go and a swap as well.
Nice one, Sarah. Let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
There's a place in my heart when it all comes crashing down.
Swap.
Swap it out. Let's do it.
All right, we've swapped out Whatever by Kygo and Ava Max. We have 4 songs left. We're back to 20 seconds. And the clock starts in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
All I know is 10:35 and I can feel your arms around me. Let them drown me. All I know is 10:35.
You've already heard the song title.
And I'm thinking God, you found
me. Yes.
10:35, yeah.
Who sings it?
Every day I go places in my head.
Oh, no.
Damn it,
Sarah. That was Tiesto and Tate McRae. Out, Tate. Okay.
Did your son not know that either, no?
No.
Will, so what are you doing?
Come on, Will.
Come on now, Will.
You need to be listening to... Tell Will he needs to listen to Spin a bit more and then come back on and play.
He's going to come back in September when he's 16 and play himself.
Oh!
And 2 years.
And 2 years.
2 years. Yeah.
Very good. I love it. Well, listen, Sarah, thank you so much for playing. Thank you for listening. And thank you for representing Drogheda so well.
And good luck with the puppy.
Thanks so much.
Let us know what name you finally go with.
I will
do.
See you later, Sarah. Have a great day.
Bye, you too.
Really hope she calls it Wong.
Oh, she has to call it Wong.
Wong.
That's such a good name.
Unfortunately, did not go today.
It would have
been nice while Emma was off.
It would have.
No,
but
no,
look.
No dice.
We have the long weekend for people to practice. Remember that girl came on who made a playlist of all the songs that had came up on the Golden Ticket?
Yeah, I think it's just called Spin Golden Ticket.
Oh, you can find it.
Yeah, it's public.
Well, there you go. You've no excuse. You've got 3 days now. That's your upper wall,
yeah,
for the weekend.
No practice. And in the meantime, will you do that? Before you do that, just WhatsApp us the word golden right now to 087 711 1038 and get you registered for Tuesday's game after a long bank holiday weekend.
Lovely.
Ash, I noticed the other day you were trying to go viral on TikTok again.
Yeah. Is that bad?
No, absolutely not. Look, repetition.
Is that what they, that's what they say. Yeah. Listen, I had one good video. I'm struggling with the second album at the moment. It's not gone so well.
You had a video a couple of weeks ago that got 2.3 million views.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
Yeah, so it's only natural that you'd want to keep that going.
Listen, it was the endorphins,
and chase that high.
Yeah, it really was.
Exactly.
High.
Well, you started, you did a new TikTok there the other day and you made a bold claim.
I went a little after work today and I noticed that they had a brand new brand of crackers, which are a replica of my favourite crackers in the world, Ritz. I consider myself to be a Ritz fanatic. I f***ing love Ritz.
That's how passionately I feel.
A Ritz fanatic.
I am obsessed with Ritz.
What is it that you really love about Ritz?
Oh, I actually don't know. They're so addictive to me. Give me a box of Ritz and it'll be gone in 2 days.
Really?
Honest to God. Producer Callum asked me.
That's quite a long amount of time.
How the Ritz had gone, the knockoff Ritz, and the knockoff Ritz I devoured, but I did say in the video that they're nowhere near as good as a real Ritz.
Really? I was going to ask you, how did you find the little...
Oh my God, I could pile 4 Ritz into my mouth at one time and just munch. It's the saltiness, they're the perfect size. I'll put one full disc in one bite.
Interesting.
They're just so good.
So would you say if we presented you with different variations of supermarket owned brand Ritz crackers and the real thing, do you think you'd be able to tell me the difference?
I actually think I would. Yeah, I really think I would. You're that confident. The only thing I'll say is different boxes of Ritz taste different.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll get a saltier pack than another, and that's the real sweet spot. Right. So the only risk is that the Ritz themselves maybe aren't their best on this given day.
Right.
But I do strongly feel like I could tell a real Ritz from a knockoff Ritz.
Right. Well, let's hope everything is perfect.
Woo-hoo!
Everything is how it's meant to be. And let's find out, shall we?
We'll actually know which cracker hits. Can't
she
guess the Ritz?
Ah, geniuses!
Ashling, I have 4 different types of salty biscuits here, or crackers, and we're going to see if you'll be able to tell if they're Ritz or not.
Brilliant.
Now, what I'd like to do is please wear the blindfold and the noise-cancelling headphones for just a few seconds while I explain what we have on.
This blindfold has gotten some mileage on this show.
It has.
Didn't Sagala wear this blindfold?
He did.
Okay, I'm putting on the headphones.
Headphones on. Let me know when you can stop hearing anything at all. Okay, don't. That's fine. Anyway, right, here's what's happening. Right, she's got her headphones on. This is what I'll be giving her. Number one is Aldi's salted crackers. Okay, number two is Tuck crackers, like Ritz, but like not really Ritz. Number three is the Ritz cracker. And number four is Lidl's salted crackers. Okay, so let's get Ash to take off the headphones and test her out on these. Yeah, take them off. You're all good.
Hello. Sorry. I was listening to Gangnam Style there. Very loudly.
All right,
I didn't hear anything.
You will get a bonus point if you're able to tell us what brand of crackers you think they are if they're not the Ritz
crackers. Oh, God. Okay, that's hard.
Okay.
All right.
So here we go with cracker.
Sorry, I can't. I don't know where my hands are supposed to go.
With cracker numero uno. Producer Callum will sort you out there.
All right. This cracker is shaped like a Ritz.
Okay.
It's got the circular feel and the ridges. So I'm going to lob it in as I would with a normal Ritz.
Please.
One full bite. Mm-mm. No. I'm going to say that. Sorry.
And now she sees the downside of eating
We've
a full
We've done eating
cracker.
Food on the show before and it's not pretty. Listen, that's not a real Ritz.
Okay.
I'm going to say that's the little Ritz that I ate during the week. Airy, not as salty.
You're incorrect.
Oh.
That is the Aldi salted crackers.
Okay, to be fair, I haven't had them yet.
Okay.
So, I'm glad it's not a real Ritz, though.
Not a real Ritz. All right, shall we go for cracker numero dos?
Yeah.
Yes, please. Place it in my hand. Oh, come on, do you think I'm stupid? This cracker is not even circular. It feels like someone's taking a big bite out of the end of it.
You couldn't have cut them cutty cutters or anything like that, Callum, no?
That's a tuck. bloody tuck. Do you take me for a fool?
You're absolutely correct. That is a tuck.
You have such a little faith in me and my skills.
All right. Okay. Let's go for cracker number three.
Oh, God, my mouth's getting very dry. Okay. All right, we're back to the proper shape.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. Off to a good start. Please take a bite of said cracker.
All right. I'm actually just going to take a bite this time because it's quite a lot for the radio to be lobbing the whole thing in. I fell against the mic. Ooh. It's a lot sturdier than the first one.
That's good.
No, I don't think that's a Ritz, though.
No?
No.
What is it?
I don't know. It's stronger.
Okay.
It's harder. Oh, God, it could be a Ritz, though. I'm going to say it's not a Ritz.
That's the Ritz! No! That is the Ritz!
No!
So the famous question, can she guess the Ritz, is no, she cannot.
We'll give you the fourth one anyway.
Yeah, give us the fourth one, I'm hungry. All right, this is clearly not a Ritz. Yeah, that's the little Ritz.
That is
the
little
Ritz. Oh, I'm disgusted with myself.
I'm disgusted with you.
Are you sure I didn't say that was the Ritz, the last one? I think I did.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Damn it.
Well, there goes that theory that Aisling can guess the Ritz.
That won't be going on TikTok.
I'm just back from Amsterdam with my mates and we had the best time ever.
It was
weekend. It was just top tier. It was so, so good. However, I said to my housemate, Ben, I have like loads of days to take. I have like 14 annual leave days left. And I have nothing planned. I've gone on a holiday with my family later on in the year in like August or something. I'd love to do something else.
Yeah.
I'd love to go on maybe like just... Because me and Ben went to, I think I want to say Lisbon.
Yeah, last I remember when he's went to Lisbon.
November.
Yeah.
And we had the best time. The only thing we did was scoot.
Yes, I remember that.
It was the best thing. You know those like kind of things you can scan on the scooters in those cities? And we scooted all over Lisbon.
So really you could go anywhere with Ben and you'd be happy once there are scooters there.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, but you want to kind of mix it up.
It doesn't even have to be scooters, you know. I'm kind of thinking maybe a sun holiday.
Okay, nice.
Something kind of chilled, relaxed, maybe sit by the pool or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not like saying no to a city break.
Okay.
So that's my theory. Or that's my thing. I'd love to know where you went on like maybe your lad's holiday or even if you think you've went somewhere that could be really, really good for Dave and Ben. Because we were thinking about other places and then every place we go, we go, no, that's too romantic. Can't go there. we're both quite comfortable in our sexuality, but we're also like, we don't want to feed too much into this narrative.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's one of my very latest photos on Instagram is me and Ben hugging outside a castle. It looks very couple-y.
It does, yeah. It's cute. You guys are cute and you kind of do kind of act like a couple, but you're not. And it's confusing and you're still a single man trying to get a girl.
Yes, I am.
So, you know, you don't want to detract from that goal.
Very true, yeah. I'd imagine any girls who I'd like to get with who are looking at my Instagram are going, ah, no, he's gay.
Exactly. No, we don't want actually. That just for your future prospects.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I do love Ben, just not in that way.
Exactly, you know and I mean? That's okay.
And I want to go on a holiday with them, but I don't want to go somewhere like Paris. It's too romantic. I want to go to Milan. It's too sexy. You know, I want to go somewhere right in the middle, right in that sweet spot.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
I'm feeling you.
So let us know somewhere that me and Ben could go on holiday, 087 711 1038.
Again, we don't do anything on this show without your help and guidance.
Exactly. Like nothing at all, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
Ed is on. Ed, where should I go?
Liverpool is good. I went over there for last weekend and I'll tell you what, I'm still traumatised by it, but in a good way.
That's what I want.
That sounds exactly what you want.
Traumatising. I love it. Why? Why is it so good? What did you do?
The nightlife is absolutely thriving over there.
Really?
Yeah.
See, the only reason I don't want to go to Liverpool is it's filled with Liverpool fans. And I just...
Yeah, that is triggering for Dave.
No interest.
Most of the lads I went with are Manchester fans as well. So there was kind of a little bit of tension.
Yeah, okay.
But they survived.
No, to be honest with you, I don't think they're too in-your-face kind of football fans over there.
That's good. That's good. Well, next time you're going on a lads trip to Liverpool, let me know, Ed, yeah?
I definitely will.
See ya.
Thanks, Ed.
All the best. Bye.
Good luck. See you later.
All right, Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool.
Is it on the list or you're looking for something a bit warmer?
do you know what? I do, yeah. I think a pool vibe. That's okay. That's the kind of thing I want to go to.
You want to be in a pool with Ben, but somewhere that's not weird. Yeah. Where should you go?
Yeah, two bros, chilling in a hot tub, that kind of vibe.
Okay.
Yeah. So let us know, 087-711-103. Voice notes are absolutely welcome on this as well. Where should me and Ben go on a lad's holiday that's not too mad and not too sexy and not too romantic? So I've been asking you where I should go on holidays with my housemate Ben. So we went to Lisbon a couple of, like, I want to say November last year.
Yeah.
We had the best time ever because we just scooted from pub to pub to pub to pub. It was the best time ever. And the thing is, we were just back from Amsterdam. We went with two of our other mates. We had a great time, but now we're ready because we both have a load of days to take.
Yeah.
Why don't we go off somewhere nice?
You want a sun holiday with Ben?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think that's the vibe. I want a sun holiday. Somewhere hot, somewhere I can go to the pool, and you know, that's the kind of thing.
But not too romantic.
I don't want it to be too romantic. I don't want it to be too sexy. I want it to be a little bit laddie. You know what I mean?
Can I throw out a few suggestions?
Please.
Just gone on the Eurovision website, the list of countries in the Eurovision.
That's a good shout, you know.
You know where it sounds very manly? Bosnia and Herzegovina. Ben and I are off to Bosnia and Herzegovina. Azerbaijan. There's nothing romantic sounding about those.
I would love to go to Baku in Azerbaijan. That sounds pretty cool.
Belarus. Yugoslavia. You know, those type of places. No one's going to be like, the city of love.
Does Yugoslavia still exist? I don't think.
They're on this list.
Right.
They're currently on the list.
If you've any thoughts for us, by the way, voice notes are welcome. 087-711-1038. Jago was on.
Tell you what to do today. Myself and two of my mates done last week. Went down to Mayo on Climb Crow Patrick and hit West Park. Good session down there. Always go crack, you know.
That actually does sound really, really good.
Yeah, just missing the sun element.
Yeah, the sun and a pool would be nice. You're actually, like, the thought of walking on this holiday is not really the vibe, but definitely for another weekend.
Yeah, that does sound unreal.
I would absolutely love to do that. Michael was on. Michael, where should I go?
I think you should go to Seville. I think it's an amazing city. There's so much to do, and you just won't go wrong, and you won't forget the break. It's known as the oven of Spain.
Oh, all right, plenty of heat. So, is it inland?
Yeah, it is inland, but it's where the king and queen of Spain originated from.
Oh,
so it's full of palaces and all that type of thing.
That's pretty cool.
It's right up Ben Street as well.
Yeah, it doesn't have the kind of like romance of Barcelona.
No.
So it's kind of like,
it's full of alleyways and, you know, all the little food eateries and whatever. Everybody walks around, and in the evening time you can go down to the river and everybody congregates around the river and sits down and just enjoys the evening.
Actually shows
us how to live.
Michael, you should be on the tourist board for Seville.
You really should.
Amazing.
Yeah. And you don't think it's too couple-y for Dave and Ben?
Oh, no. It's for everyone.
Okay.
And
well,
tell me
Seville,
this.
It's for everyone.
Michael, what are the odds of finding a swimming pool there?
Yeah, there's plenty of hotels with pools.
Okay.
Okay, because really just Dave wants to be in a pool with Ben. And that's what we're trying to achieve here. Thank you so much, Michael.
Have swimming races.
I'm going to go to Seville.
Yeah, Michael, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening, man.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
See you, Michael. He's so wholesome.
Oh, hello, wholesome man. Wholesome man alert.
Honestly, so cool. 087-711-1038. Where should me and Ben go on holidays for a lad's holiday that hopefully won't be too romantic or too sexy? Tamara was on.
Dave, go to Barcelona. That way you can cry again when you're watching the fountains, and then after that you can go and have an amazing nightlife with Ben. So enjoy Barcelona.
Barcelona.
See, I did just say there that Barcelona
might
sounds a little bit sexy, but maybe. I don't
know if we'd be able to handle ourselves as soon as that Sagrada Familia.
Oh, yes, opens up right in front of you, that great masterpiece. Ben, take my hand.
Right, so where should me and Ben go on our lads' holiday? Any final suggestions? 087-711-1038, we'd appreciate.
I picture you're feeding each other tapas.
Yeah, meeting in the middle of a spaghetti. It's been happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend.
Yahoo!
It's just me and Ash this morning, and we're asking you, where should I go on holidays with my housemate Ben? Because we both have a lot of days left to take for the rest of the year.
Yep.
We're only going on a few holidays and we've loads to take, so where should we go? Somewhere on a lad's holiday, somewhere that's not too romantic, so that people would be thinking, you know, we both still would like girlfriends in the future.
Exactly, yeah. And like, you would be confused because it does seem like Dave and Ben are obsessed with each other to the naked eye.
We're just bros.
Yeah, you're true brothers in arms.
So I'm being curious, where should Bean go on like a nice lads holiday that has a little bit of sun and maybe nice food?
Or they could splash around on a pool together.
It's going to be so fun. Grace was on.
Go to, there's a place called Mega Park. It's in Mallorca. Oh my God. I went with my friend and we were the only girls in the place. It's just men dancing on tables. Google it. Mega Park. And then you're just, it's the best crack ever.
Mega Park.
Mega Park for the boys.
I've just Googled it and oh my God, it looks insane. It's like packed with people.
Sounds like a place women should go to if it's full of men.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God. Yeah. Mega Park.
Yeah, I don't really know if I want to go there. Yeah. Zoe was also on 087-711-1038.
I definitely recommend Dubrovnik. It's really cool. Ooh. There's loads of like restaurants and bars. There's a beach kind of close by. And like loads of hotels and stuff have pools and stuff. Highly recommend.
Now, I have to say, Zoe, that's probably the best shout so far. Purely because we're in the middle of watching Game of Thrones.
Ah, it's Game of Thrones Central over there.
Yeah, exactly. So that's actually, I think that's a front runner at the moment.
Okay. Well, Emilio has just got in at the last second. Go to Latvia. Great nightlife and the best aqua park. I feel like you do love an old water park as well.
Sounds good to be
okay,
fair
people.
Well.
These are flying in. Dave and Ben in Vegas or Dubai, depending on your budget. Portugal's a good shout. Benidorm for a session.
Benidorm.
I've actually been to Benidorm.
Have you?
I went to Benidorm for one day.
Such a Brit.
With my friend. I know. It was pretty grim, but we had a good time.
What did you do in Benidorm?
We were like staying in a real quiet part of Spain with my friend's family, and we were like 19, and we were like, please, can we just go to Benidorm for one day for a bit of spice?
That's unreal. 087-711-1038. Adele was on the voice note.
Hi, Dev. I just have to jump on here and say Benidorm is the place for you.
She agrees.
Everybody is saying Benidorm. Amy's just gotten in touch. Benidorm, bit of sun, pool, and you could mobility scoot to your heart's content. It is full of old people.
I imagine so. I feel like if I walked, even I'd say within a 10-mile radius of Benidorm, I'd have a panic attack. I don't think it'd be my kind of vibe at all. When I say lads holiday, we're not real lads. We're more like panic attack lads, where, you know.
So not normal then.
So not normal. We'd like a nice little city break that has a pool and somewhere where there's not a lot of people and
a nice quiet dark room.
And the less clubs the better.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's our vibe. We're panic attack boys. Good morning. This week on the show, we got tickets to give away to Leinster Rugby versus Northampton Saints. It's the sold-out Investec Champions Cup semi-final clash. It's happening at Croke Park on Saturday, May 4th.
I've got a bit of Rugger's FOMO. I'd like to be going to that tomorrow.
I am going and I'm so excited.
The amount of times I've said Rugger's about this though on the show this week, and I'd say no Leinster fan wants me there.
Yeah, the D4s, I hate you.
Yeah. I was driving through Drumcondra this morning coming into work, and all the pubs are kind of all getting ready and all dressed up. It's like Christmas, but rugby in the north side Christmas.
In the north. It's good for the north side rugby fans. They're finally getting shorter commute.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's exactly.
Have to trek out to Ball's Bridge all the time.
So, all good. And we have tickets for you. And all you got to do is play this very simple little quiz. On to play is Mark. What are you up to, Mark?
Well, you know, I'm after leaving my kids off to school. So, I'm hoping now that I can win these tickets.
Okay. Very nice.
Have you any plans tomorrow afternoon? You're not busy, no?
Well, I'm babysitting tomorrow my two kids. And then after that, I'm hoping to be free.
Okay. Is this match in the evening?
It's at 5:30.
It's at 5:30.
Okay,
half five,
so you will be free by 5:30. You give them off to anybody, I suppose, if you get the tickets.
Oh, well, I'd give them to my wife. Like,
well, fair enough. That would probably be the more responsible thing. So I would give them to anyone.
Who would you be supporting, Mark? Would you be supporting Leinster or Northampton Saints?
We must ask.
Only one team, Northampton. I kid, Leinster.
Defend the one Northampton Saints fan.
Mark, let's see if we can get you to this match. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock and you have to get 5 answers correct. The first letter of your answers will then spell a word. Tell us that word at the end and you'll win the ticket. Simple as that.
Perfect.
All right, let's go. Thinking cap on, Mark.
I'm going to ask the first question and then I'm going to start the timer. 60 seconds on the clock. What is the capital of Northern Ireland?
Belfast.
Yes.
Complete the name of the TV duo Who and Deck.
Oh, Ant.
Correct. Garfield the cat loves what Italian food?
Lasagna.
Yes.
What is the name of Homer and Marge's smart daughter?
Lisa.
Yes. You'll find Elmo, Big Bird and Cookie Monster on what show?
Sesame Street.
That's it, exactly. All right. Of those answers, make one word. Do you know what that word is?
Bald.
Balls.
Mark, that's a bit rude now for this time of the morning. Are you serious?
Are you saying balls or are you saying, oh, balls?
Yeah, are you saying balls you didn't get right or balls is the answer?
Well, you know, a bit of both.
All right, well, we got to wait until the... Oh, it's run out. You got it right.
You're
well done, Mark.
Correct, Mark.
Yeah, jeez, you had me worried there for a second.
Call your wife. Yeah. She's getting the kids early. You're off to the match.
Congratulations, Mark. You got tickets for the...
Thanks so much, guys.
InvestEC Championship Cup semi-final clash. And who are you going to bring?
I'll bring my father-in-law.
Oh, lovely.
Very nice. Yeah, back in the good books.
Oh, yeah, she'll be happy enough with that,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, she will. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my mother-in-law will be very happy as well.
It's a treat for the whole family.
Yeah, they're like, I'm back babysitting now, an older person.
I love it.
You're a good man, Mark.
Nice one, Mark. Have a great day. Enjoy the match.
See ya.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Robin, Bob.
They're all gone now.
That's it.
And when they're gone, they're gone.
You're going to watch it? You're going to watch out for me on the TV?
No, I'll be busy in the Gael Talks learning Irish.
But I'm going to be on Hill 16 going, Leinster! Leinster.
I'll watch the highlights and I'll zoom in for you.
Thank you very much.
I do that for you because I'm your best friend.
Teddy swims, lose control, spin.
So I've got quite an interesting weekend ahead.
Yeah?
I'm doing something that I haven't done since I was 14 years old.
What are you doing for the weekend?
I'm going to the Gael Talks.
Are you?
Yes. I'm off to Donegal, to Glencolmkill, and I'm doing a weekend Gael Talks course. The whole lot.
Very good.
Staying in a B&B, which is kind of like...
With a ban on tea.
Having a ban on tea. Yeah, exactly. We've got Rangana in the morning, classes. Yeah, then a bit of loan, a bit of lunch.
I
won't do the translation. And then Rangana Arish.
And more classes.
Yeah. And then a Kaylee.
A dance. That's cool.
Yeah,
man.
In the evening. Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. It's kind of for adults. I think there's a mixture of like foreign people who've never spoken or learned Irish, and then like Irish people who just want to improve their Irish.
Yes.
A friend of mine actually knows a girl who's also going, and she goes like every year. She said it's the best crack ever. So
really?
I'm very excited. I've got my notepad and pen laid out.
Oh, you're so...
I've got a Tippex.
This would annoy me so much.
New pencil case.
Going on holiday with Ashley Bonish means a pencil case. Like.
I'm going to bring my tin whistle. I might bring my accordion. My Irish dancing shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited. My boyfriend Alex is coming with me. He's American and he's kind of been learning Irish for the past year.
A Duolingo type of vibe or what?
Yeah, he started with Duolingo and then he bought like a book.
Okay.
And he's actually been learning off that. And it's very like learning like the early days of Irish oral. So,
I'm a big fan of that. Does he know Des Bishop and all? Like, Des Bishop came to Ireland.
Yeah. I actually don't know if he does. I must introduce him to Des and all his stuff. He's still at the very early stages now, but he can have like a very basic conversation. So I actually think he might be top of the beginner's class if he's lucky.
Alex.
But we will be obviously in different classes, and I'm kind of starting to get nervous because I was pretty good at Irish in school, but again, obviously it's been years.
Yes.
And I don't know if people are always going back to this Gael Talk thing, will they be really good? I hope I don't get put into a class that's like way too good for me.
This is so cool because I go through so many phases throughout the year of, right, that's it, I'm learning Irish.
Really?
And then I'm like, oh.
I know. I actually know a couple of people who have like taken up like conversational Irish classes, like Emma Nolan, for example.
Yes, she has.
Our co-presenter.
Yes.
She went to, I think, two classes and then she gave up on
that's cool.
The subscription.
I wonder, like, I know the one people, my mate learned German and she turned her phone German, so she's always learning German.
That's a good idea.
So I thought that was actually quite clever.
Maybe I'll do that for the weekend while I'm away. So I've been kind of brushing up on my Irish in advance of going on this weekend away and kind of arming myself with a few phrases that maybe I wouldn't have learned in school but that I can use to kind of endear myself the locals and you know make some cool new friends in the Gael Talks.
And can I ask one stupid question? It is the Gael Talks, so but that's not just like a centre where they speak Irish, it is the area
in the area. Yeah, they all speak Irish.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I know, I'm a bit scared. Okay, so one question that I've learned, which I've taken from a classic Irish phrase that people would know, I'm going to see if you understand them, Dave.
Okay.
I say a wound tour on will Ciadagum Dulgadi on Choc Taverna Anish.
Choc Taverna. Can I go to the house the Choc Taverna? No, the red house.
That's teacher. Can I go to the pub now, please?
Ah, very good.
Yeah,
I sucked at that one.
I'm thinking there might be some awkward situations with Alex when he doesn't understand people. He might get the Irish wrong. So for those kind of situations, I'll say Bronerum. Lilche obelta e a cower Is that America, eh?
I'm sorry.
With a lot of a big laugh.
He's not able to understand he's American.
Yeah, I'm sorry, he can't help it. He's American.
That's very
so
good.
I think I'll be using that one a lot.
I like that.
Yeah. Another important one for me. Cawil an Máisín nó Cine Iascaire. Agus an Bhfuil Isagut an Bhfuil an Farraig díol é.
No, I'm not even going to attempt. I'd say I'm as good as Callum at Irish.
Okay, that is where is the nearest 99 machine? And do you know, is the fella selling it? Yesterday on the show, we announced that we are looking for a 99 machine for Spin to purchase.
And if you have one, please ask.
Exactly. And then a trio of phrases here. I've got, on will Daniel O'Donnell in a Coney Heart on show?
Does Daniel O'Donnell live around here?
Yes, exactly. Very good.
Come on.
And the next one is, on vacatu Daniel O'Donnell, ri of Signol.
Signol, does anyone know where Daniel O'Donnell wants to have a drink?
No, it's, have you ever seen Daniel O'Donnell in the flesh? Ah. And then this one, I'm going to ask everybody, just on will to Daniel O'Donnell.
Are you Daniel O'Donnell?
Yes. They're going to love me up in Donegal. My people, back to my roots.
Oh my God, you're going to have a great time.
I will, aye. Lovely time up in Donegal.
Best of luck.
One more tune. One more tune. One more tune.
We rarely get that right.
We really have that down.
Yeah.
This is one more tune. This is where Emma, Dave and Aisling all choose a specific tune that is going to end this song or end the show for a Friday and kick off a long bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Really, really vibing with this. We all have very different music tastes. Emma goes for a bit of a banger.
Yeah, bit of an L. Fist pumpers.
Yeah. I go for a little bit of a rock vibe, sometimes emo vibes, that kind of.
Yeah,
kind of genre.
And I'm very pop, very cheese, the occasional musical sprinkled in just when the mood takes me.
Exactly.
And we only ever get to pick one song we play a week.
And it might not even play.
Exactly. So we're very passionate about this slot.
The thing is, you have to vote for it, right? So you're going to hear our suggestions and then you vote for either Emma, Dave or Aisling. 087 711 1038 on WhatsApp. Without further ado, even though she's off, she's left us little Howie.
Good woman. I'm just back from driving a 5-year-old to play school and a 1-year-old to creche. Very stressful stuff. I want to chill out with Edward Maya and Stereo Love.
Ah, that's a tune.
That's good.
We're officially in May. Summery vibes. If you'd like to dance to that and hear it in full at the end of the show, please get behind me, Emma, in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
I need to learn that on my accordion. That would be unreal.
A good suggestion from our Emma.
Come in hot.
However, I'm going for a little bit of a theme, kind of an Irish theme, in terms of how many seconds do we get of summer in a year? 5. People voting for Emma, you can't take your votes back, silly billies. You shouldn't have voted before you heard all the suggestions.
Shouldn't vote before you hear them all.
That is 5 seconds of summer and she looks so perfect. You want that to kick off the weekend? Dave in a WhatsApp now, 087 711 1038.
I've gone for something a little bit different this week and I'll tell you why. Bit indulgent, but I did just tell you that I'm off to the Gaeltacht this weekend. And when I went to the Gaeltacht for real 14 years ago, this was the song we sang for our house, Tíobhail Ciarán.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, super cheesy, but a nice little Friday tune. And it's so Hey Soul Sister by Train. If you'd like it to close the show, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
So one more time around the room. Emma has gone for something that I don't
Edward
actually
Maya.
Know.
Edward Maya and Stereo Love.
Yes.
Stereo Love. I have gone for 5 seconds of summer and she looks so perfect.
And I've gone for Train and Hey Soul Sister, 087 711 1038, Emma, Dave or Aisling.
It is right that time that we must hand over to producer Callum to get roasted.
If you want just a peek behind the curtain, 3 seconds before the mics went turned on, Aisling just turned around and be like, what the hell is this now?
What are we doing here now?
What are we doing?
It was the fact that I didn't have to do anything that made me panic.
Who's doing well? What a week it's been! It's looking like the weather is finally getting better. Dua Lipa's new album is out today, and it's a long bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. This has been going on for about 3 months now, and at this point, I'm just annoyed. My voice failed me once again whilst on air on Monday, trying to stress Emma out. Long live. I can't do this on radio.
It's a fail. He's got no voice.
Oh my God. I thought
it went on for longer than that. No. You really just gave up.
Yeah. Emma has a new Apple Watch and you can see your heart rate live on the Apple Watch. So what we did was we did some bits to stress Emma out. So we got our boss Nick to send her like a really threatening voice note.
Oh God. Yeah.
And the final bit of the thing was Aisling said to me, Callum sing the UK national anthem on the radio.
The King.
Very good.
He only got about three words out. And yeah. Maybe that was just the ghosts of Irish victims.
Yeah. Me. and my GP just doesn't know what's wrong with me. He's paying 60 quid every time. He's like, still don't know what's
if
wrong.
If you know
with
what's wrong with Callum, 0877 11103, please.
You can tell he really needed a rant there.
Yeah. Apart from that he's British.
You said that, not me. We introduced Dave to a brand new TikTok page earlier in the week and he was so excited about it, he forgot words.
Like, that's honestly, all the good vibes in my brain have just gone off. That is a banger.
All the good vibes in my brain.
They're called endorphins.
Yeah, that one.
It's gone off.
Gosh, they're called endorphins.
They're called endorphins, you idiot.
And now we move on to some of my favourite callers from this week. They don't necessarily qualify for the worst bits of the week, but they deserve a standout moment because they were a great laugh. We start with Lisa, who played for the rugby tickets earlier on in the week and got stuck on a music-based question.
What 2009 song did Beyonce and Lady Gaga work on?
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
No, the thing you're on right now.
Video calls.
No, no, we're on. What are we on? What are we on? We're talking on the...
Another word for the landline.
Video phone.
She got there in the end.
At the end, I had to be like, what's in your hand?
Telephone. Yeah, we don't have the capabilities for video call in the studio. And finally, Yvonne had us in stitches whilst playing Vowless on Tuesday.
Tell me a singer we play on spin without using the letter O.
Olivia.
Without using that.
Take that.
Do you know what? You're right in terms of the
O. Oh, good time.
Olivia and take that. I have been producer Callum and they have been the worst bits from this
Unbelievable.
Week.
Unbelievable. Right, stick around. We got Take That coming up, apparently.
I wish.
First, though, it is time for one more tune. Emma, Dave and Ashley each pick a tune you vote for to kick off the long bank holiday weekend. If you would like Emma's, it's this. That is, what do you call it?
Edward Maya, Stereo Love.
The song name is right in front of you.
Sorry. It's a good tune, to be fair. If you wanted, vote Emma in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Or if you want this. So 5 seconds of summer and she looks so perfect. Dave in a WhatsApp right now, please. That's 087-711-1038.
I've gone for Super Cheese this week. Bit of Train. Hey Soul Sister. Takes me back to my Gael Talk days and I'm off to the Gael Talk again today.
She's 14.
Humour me, guys. Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Those are your choices, either Emma, Dave or WhatsApp at 087-711-1038. What? Emma, Dave or WhatsApp did I say? Yeah. Damn it. It's Fred again of Bon Tiara and Spin.
Hello, my name is WhatsApp.
Fred again, it's called Adore You. It's on Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Aisling at 10 to 10. Don't forget, from 10 o'clock, Michaela Hayes is in, playing 10 spinets a row and giving you the chance to win tickets to Wellfest as well for free on her. You can join her from 10.
She's a great girl, our Michaela, isn't she?
She is a great girl.
And a great lad is our producer, Callum, who actually showed up for work today.
Well done, Callum.
Well done, Callum.
I'm allowed an annual leave day,
you
aren't
know,
I?
I'm the only person who's stuck out this whole week without taking a day.
Fair play to you. Do you want a gold star or something?
Yes, I am the rock of this.
That keeps this place
formation
together.
Yeah, it all rolls. Around this time yesterday, we were predicting what time you might have gone to bed on Wednesday night. It was riveting stuff because you obviously went to Olivia Rodrigo
yes.
on Wednesday night. You took off Thursday because you anticipated the late night. But we each had different predictions as to whether you would have really made the most of that late night or not.
Okay.
I predicted that you would have gone a little bit crazy and gone to bed at 1:10 on Wednesday night.
Okay. 1:10. I said that you would be home, probably from the concert quite early, straight into bed, happy days, early night and a lie in the next day. So I said 11:30.
Wow. And Emma had really high hopes for you and Jess. She said, I'm going to go all out and say he got home at 3:30 or 4 after a night in Coppers.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think Emma knows Callum.
No, yeah. We thought she may have hit her head on something. Yeah,
I wouldn't be the biggest of nightclub
fans. So before you reveal our One More Tune winner, yeah, could you reveal what time you went to bed?
What time that I went to bed? I went to bed on Thursday morning.
You crazy kid, don't tell me you went to Coppers.
At 12:15.
Wow.
Okay.
So the gig finished just after 10. It was kind of busy. Got the bus home. We got home at about 11:15. I live in Santry, so it took about an hour to get from the arena.
Oh, so you stayed up a bit at home. Yeah.
But 15 minutes.
Did you watch a bit of telly?
Not too excited. Put the telly on, had a couple of slices of toast, and I was like, let's go to bed a little bit later. Just because I knew that I didn't wake up yesterday morning until 9 in the morning.
Amazing. Oh, that's good.
Completely slept through. It was unbelievable.
All right, now though, will you tell us who won One More Tune? Because I'm pretty sure I won.
Absolutely. You've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Edward Mayer and Stereo Love. Dave, you went for 5 Sauce. She Looks So Perfect. Ash, you came dead last with 13%.
What the hell?
Train Hey Soul Sister.
Twice in a row.
Dave, you came second with 33%.
Oh, what?
So Emma wins the week with a massive 54%.
Congratulations, Emma. Edward Meyer, Stereo Love. Have a great long bank holiday weekend.
Have a good
Tuesday.
One.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.